amithejerk1310 at gmail.com as you're sending those scenarios. We have a lot to get to, so let's roll with it, Matt. I went to a fast food chain a few months ago, ordered lunch, and the total was $8.96. I gave the teenage cashier $10 and a penny.
Okay, so they wanted a dollar bill and a nickel back.
He gave me back $1 bill and 6 pennies. I explained that I gave him 1 penny so that I could get a nickel back, not 6 pennies. He responded with, I've already closed my drawer and would have to call my supervisor over to open the drawer. Yeah. I said, please call your supervisor over. I do not want 6 pennies. He did call her over. She opened a drawer and exchanged 5 pennies for 1 nickel. We both went about our day, but the line was a little backed up when I left. Am I the jerk? Am I the only jerk in this situation?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're trying to make a point.
It's pennies. Do you really want the nickel? What are you going to do with 5 cents?
I just leave it.
I would have been like, can I just not have the change? I'll take the dollar. Hey, you know what, man? You keep it. I appreciate it.
You made a profit.
Right. It's all coming up cashier now.
I mean, you're holding up the line because you need a nickel.
Instead of six pennies. Well, I'm glad that the cashier gave back the correct change, because sometimes they're dealing with cash. You wonder if it's someone,
right.
101, what the heck is this?
Got counting
the
right issue change here. Back,
but it was six right. pennies, which is kind of funny. Like, well, I gave you, I probably would have just said it in my head. Yeah, I kind of gave him the penny so I can get a nickel back.
Yeah, but they didn't get it, and you already closed your drawer. Now it's going to take a minute. Like, it's just, I'll tell you this, 5 cents is not worth, even if it was 30 seconds of time, I don't think it's worth that.
What say you back in the studio?
Yeah, I agree. I think this is a lot to do over a couple of pennies.
Not even a couple, just 1 penny, right?
Like, it just feels like, who cares?
You got six of them instead
right. He's like, I gave you 1 penny. Now I got 5 additional.
He came
ones.
Out ahead on
these.
Pennies, and I know he that wasn't just, his goal.
Should have, when he pulled away from the window, just flip them out the window so a little kid can find them and
you have good luck.
Right, see? Exactly.
Yeah. That's something else. All right. So yes, jerk.
Yes. All right. Sorry, man, but yeah.
I recently decided to add a trip to the gym sauna to my post-workout recovery routine. I don't remember the last time I'd ever been to any sauna and hadn't ever been to a sauna at this gym. The sauna is accessible through the men's locker room, so I took off my shirt and shorts and went into it wearing just my tights, think boxer briefs, and flip-flops. After sitting down, I discovered that this was a co-ed sauna.
Ooh,
as I noticed
nice.
There was another door that led to it from the women's locker room.
Hey now.
I've seen videos on this.
Immediately, I began to question whether I should go back to my locker and at least put my shorts on to be more decent. Not 30 seconds later, the women's door swings open and a woman walks into the sauna and takes a seat. She's wearing what she probably wore while working out in the gym. Oh. Tight pants, a tank top, and shoes. After a couple more minutes, two guys walk into the sauna wearing their workout attire also. Shirts, shorts, and shoes.
Oh, no.
The four of us spoke to one another or made eye contact the whole time I was in there. They were just on their phones with headphones on as
in
well.
In a sauna? On your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
In the eight, as we all sat in this 8x8 foot room in silence. Am I the jerk for being in the sauna wearing just my tights? Or should I take it a step further and just go in with the towel like I've seen in the movies? I'll hang up and listen.
Man, I don't think you're the jerk.
I don't think so either.
You didn't know it is a sauna. I don't know that I would be wearing a shirt in a sauna. And so I don't see the difference between wearing your tights or shorts or whatever. I mean, you're not exposing yourself, so
right.
I don't see what the problem would be.
I feel like as long as you aren't ass out.
Right.
And no one else is, then you should be okay.
And honestly, if you're uncomfortable about it, when you're leaving, you could ask the people at the front desk, like, hey, what's the protocol for the sauna? Because I noticed it's co-ed. Like, is it okay if I just wear shorts in there or whatever?
And I almost kind of feel like what you see in the movies as far
right.
as the towel is pretty appropriate.
Or can I go in there?
If you're not spread eagle, you're not showing anything, I just don't see anything wrong with that.
Man, how disappointed was that dude when the women's door swung open and she was fully clothed? And you wear shoes in a sauna?
Well, it's not disappointed. It's just not knowing exactly the attire. If you don't want to be inappropriate, you're not just waiting to see if it's going to be some type of...
You just sit there,
prickle, prickle, round, round type of thing going on.
Well,
no one thinks
that.
Okay, you're an idiot.
I don't know. I've just seen a few videos, like training videos, on how to do this in a sauna. And
keep bringing up these videos, man.
Do what? training videos and what?
In sauna. Like the sauna videos I've seen. I'm like, how to act in a sauna.
You know what I'm talking about?
It just feels like that act wouldn't be enjoyable in a sauna.
I know. I don't think it would.
Way too hot.
Yeah, you're just insanely sweaty. You're trying to get the toxins out. I don't get it either. But I don't think that guy's a jerk.
So to speak.
I don't think so either. And you hush. It was there. The ball was spinning around on the ground. There was no need for you to jump on that, Travis. No need.
Yeah, you should have just Cam Newtoned it.
I thought about it, but I'm too committed to win.
There was no need for that. All right, my wife and I were in St. John last week. We got up early to find a good spot on one of the most popular beaches. It was shaded and great views and not too far away from food and restaurant. A couple came and sat near us, closer than I like, but not too close. Then a lady came and asked to sit two chairs between us and the other couple. The other couple didn't object, but I stated I would prefer that they didn't, since we were already closer than I preferred. She huffed and mouthed under her breath as she continued down the beach. This beach has plenty of other non-shaded space and rental shade available. Am I the jerk for not wanting them to set up so close to us?
No. I don't think so. There's this weird, I don't know, because we've talked about this before, like with movie theaters and whatnot. There's an odd need that people seem to have to be close to other humans. Especially if there's an open beach, essentially, and right. There's a variety of spots to sit, and they don't have to be right next to you. It makes no sense. Because I would have said something. I would have been like, the guys, there's other places to sit. Or I would have just been like, oh, you got, and I would have just got my stuff and moved to another spot.
That's the play. That's what I would have done. I would have made up a reason, like, oh, I got to go get a drink, and then just never came back.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's not about just being far away or close. I guess I just don't care enough. And if you want to set up too close, what's too close? Are you right next to me? Then yeah, I may have a problem.
Right.
But if you have a little beach between us,
little buffer
like
chair,
this is not your space.
No, but
it's not like you own it.
It's
if they
very
want to
strange.
Come over and set it up, then set it up. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, what if it's this close, like me and you, because we're what, 4 feet apart, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like that, but I don't think there's a person that if it's, they're not with you and it's not crowded, that will set up that close. If it's this close, then maybe you kind of give a look like
really?
But other than that, right. But other than that, it's like, all right, what's your property line? Are we going to pull out a blueprint and say this is your property line? Don't go across that. You don't own anything.
True. Valid. You've convinced me. I would just get up and move.
And I probably wouldn't even do that. That just takes too much.
Like
what are we all doing? Who cares?
Well, I'm trying to enjoy the space, and there's no reason.
And if she's 10, 15 feet away from you, what stops you from enjoying your space?
Well, I'd go further away than that. Well, I mean, if they set up 15 feet away from me, I wouldn't
that's
consider
fine.
That close. Even
it would
10
be
feet. I
mean, like chair next to me, right?
That's, and then he said, well, okay, so if all the, but they were setting up chairs, so. I don't know. I feel like if I'm going to a beach and there's a person that's already there, you do have plenty of beach, but I may get a little closer to that person than they probably want because I guess I don't know what all areas are there for me to set up. Like, you know what
Could
I'm saying?
Be. Could be.
I do think the human mindset is, all right, it's okay. He's set up right there. So maybe this is where I'm supposed to be. So not right next to him,
right.
But kind of close because you want some kind of order, like a parking lot or something.
It at least
like that.
Feels like there was an opportunity to have one spot in between them instead of the spot right next to
maybe
them.
Maybe so. But there you go. So we do this every single week. Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That's where you send in those scenarios.